It's always better to meet face-to-face with lawmakers from another part of the state, according to Bob Asani, executive director of the Dunn County Economic Development Corporation.
I approached it with some trepidation the very first time because I wondered of its value. I can tell you now, after having done it for probably the last eight or nine or ten years, that I am a true supporter of the Valley Rally and the lobby effort we do down there.
The group points to completed highway projects and funding for a nanotechnology incubation center as prizes. This time, the group is looking for ammunition to fight the battle between Minnesota and Wisconsin for jobs. In particular, the neighboring state's Jobs Z program that gives substantial tax credits up to 12 years for qualifying companies to locate in that state. Competing Jobs Z legislation in Wisconsin is still in the works. President of Momentum Chippewa Valley and M&I Bank Vice President Dan Osterman says, in fact, Western Wisconsin lost three big projects it should have had.
And yet the Jobs Z program won out in the end, and it's very concerning because some of these are industries that we have ties to already, such as Polaris Industries here in Western Wisconsin, Anderson Windows.
Plus, Osterman says Western Wisconsin lost in Aldi's expansion project. Basani admits there are flaws with Job Z's that have resulted in lawsuits over unfairness in Minnesota. Still, he says it would be a nice option to have at the same time he pushes data on much lower labor costs in Wisconsin to attract prospective companies. Other issues lawmakers will hear about include the need for passenger rail through Eau Claire and help improving downtowns in rural regions by increasing funding to the state's Main Street program. The Chippewa Valley Rally includes representatives from Eau Claire, Chippewa, Dunn, and Pepin counties. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.